Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a three-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful Red Friday as we are getting you ready for Chiefs and Broncos. We have two guests on today's show coming up in about 30 minutes. We are going to take a look at this game through the analytical side of things with Sam Munson. He used to be on Pro Football Focus. You guys know Sam Munson very well. He is now with the 33rd team. Danny Parkins is going to be on the show to get you ready for a pretty great slate in the National Football League this week and also take a closer look at Chiefs and Broncos. We got a lot of stuff planned between now and then. I appreciate you guys listening and making us a part of your Friday. Before we dive deep into Chiefs and Broncos, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you guys to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, if you could tell two people to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it. But you know what? I just need you guys to tell one friend to check out the show, and I'll be happy. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show each day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch Texas and Georgia this weekend, Kansas City has a very important game on the road in Denver, then you need to look no further to grab yourself a great bite to eat and a cold drink. Do it with our friends over at The Other Place. Before we get into the monologue and the open of the show today, let's get to the news and notes. Josh Simmons is back and practicing with the team. Here is Andy Reid when he was asked the question if Simmons was going to start.
Yeah, listen, he did go. I'm going to get with Heck here and just go back. We look at the video here and just make sure, you know, everything's okay there. But he's done some good things. And I want to check with him first before I say anything here.
I fully expect Josh Simmons to be the starting left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday against the Broncos. He came back last week. You started to get him acclimated. He probably did some film work, talked to coaches, kind of got all of his ducks in a row. He practiced in full with the team this week, and I'm imagining that he got the first team reps. Jalen Moore has done a fantastic job, but I think you saw in their last game why Josh Simmons is the starter and why Jalen Moore is the backup for this team. If you were going up against what could quite possibly be the best defensive line in the National Football League, you want to have all your weapons at your disposal. The Chiefs have that right now with Josh Simmons. So I suspect at some point this weekend we'll see a tweet from a very prominent NFL reporter, and they are going to tell us that the Chiefs plan on starting Josh Simmons on Sunday against the Broncos. Broncos. One more thing I want to play for you guys. Here is Andy Reid talking about Xavier Worthy. So you guys know Xavier Worthy had the shoulder issue that he sat for a couple of weeks, and now he is currently dealing with an ankle injury that has popped up and put him on the injury list. What does that mean? Andy answered it.
Xavier, I know, was on that list, and he's had an ankle that he just tweaked it a little bit, but he was good. Good to go. He did everything today. No problems.
I would have been very, very surprised if Xavier Worthy was not available for the Chiefs on Sunday. So maybe it was a slight scare, but nothing to worry about. Xavier Worthy is going to play and participate in the game on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. This is where I would like to begin, and this is where I want to start today's show with. I'm a big fan of Chappelle's show. Law & Order SVU is probably my favorite television show. I'd probably put The Sopranos at number two. The Wire would be up there. But Chappelle's show is one of my five favorite shows. And the most popular skit on Chappelle's show is about Rick James. And in this, there is a joke where there is a certain aura around Rick James that you can see it. The Chiefs have had that kind of aura around them for a half decade now. There is a certain level of respect that you have had to give Kansas City because of the five out of the last six Super Bowls, going to three straight, having a chance at going back to back to back, to be the first team to even go to another Super Bowl after winning the first two. The Chiefs have done a lot of firsts over the last 5 to 8 years or so. So understandably, there is an aura around them. There is an aura of mystique that exists around the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if over a 9-month span, you can go from getting your teeth kicked in the Super Bowl the way that they did back in February, be 5-5 in week 11 and lose the most important game on your schedule, and you still tell me that you got aura, at least in how other people perceive you. The aura is an outside thing. The aura is how other people perceive you. I've heard a lot of people say this when it comes to NBC and them doing the interview with Michael Jordan. That Michael Jordan is just one of those people that it doesn't matter what Mike is talking about. He has so much charisma, so much aura that I want to hear him speak. And he could be talking about literally nothing, and I'd find it interesting. There's a certain aura and quality that Michael Jordan has. You understand what I'm talking about. That's where you are with the Chiefs. Everything you do, everything you have done over the course of the last 5 to 7 years is building up the legend of who you are. You've heard me say this. There are two doors this week for the Kansas City Chiefs. If they walk past the first door, it is the exact same spot that we've been. Everybody will talk about the Chiefs the way that they have been talking about them for this time period. The Chiefs will continue to be looked at and viewed as the best team in the National Football League and the best team in the AFC. And it will not matter if they have the best record or not, because they will be the number one team that you don't want to play and you don't want to face. If they lose this game, despite all of the advantages, I think, being in their favor, we beat you over the head with this is a quarterback league. It is a quarterback league. The Chiefs have the clear advantage at quarterback. Just 2 weeks ago, the Chiefs had the NFL MVP favorite at quarterback. You can get that back. You go on the road and play well against this defense, you can get all that same buzz and all that same love back as you ride the roller coaster of trying to figure out who's going to win this award. The Chiefs have dominated this division for the last 9 seasons, and partly they have dominated this division because they never lose games like this. This is a game that holds a much greater level of importance than other games. This is not the Commanders on Monday Night Football. This is not the Lions on Sunday Night Football. This is a team that is directly threatening everything that you work for. The Chiefs tell you, in fact, Mahomes said this earlier this week, our number one goal each and every season is to win our division. There is a team that is doing everything in their power to make sure that that's not the case. There is a team right now that has an ability. So I'm talking about 300 Leonidas kick you into the abyss and the black hole where the race is over and we're not even at Thanksgiving. That is what the Chiefs used to do to everybody else, where it wasn't even a race. It wasn't even a conversation in the final month of the season because the Chiefs had lapped and ran circles around everybody else in the division. That's what the Broncos are threatening to do. So one door leads you to a place that we know all too well. The other place will lead us to some very uncomfortable conversations about how this team went from 15-1 and being the favorite to win another Super Bowl and do something that no team had ever done to 12 games later, they are a 5-5 football team that does not have a chance to win their division. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I just trust the Chiefs more than I trust the Denver Broncos. We have talked about it this week. The Broncos, they sleptwalked against the Jets. They sleptwalked against the Giants. They looked terrible a couple of weeks ago against the Las Vegas Raiders, against Houston. This is not a team to me that is playing their best ball. And I'm not going to be afraid because the Chiefs went on the road and lost to the Buffalo Bills. I'm not going to let that move me off of what I think the Chiefs are. And I think the Chiefs are a true and legitimate Super Bowl contending team. The Chiefs have answered that question to me based off their track record and their history. So I'm going to side with them. But I don't want to say their legacy is up for grabs in this game because that's something that you create over time. But again, that aura, that mystique, what you build up over time, you can lose it almost as quickly as you gained it. And if you get blown out in the Super Bowl and you are fighting for your playoff life in less than a year, that aura, that mystique that nobody can mess with the Kansas City Chiefs, it is going to be hard to sell that to the other teams in the AFC that have been beating you around for the first half of the NFL season. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Sam Munson of formerly a Pro Football Focus is going to join us on the show. Coming up on the other side, I think this game is going to be dominated by everybody got to eat. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, so today on the show, we're going to take some nostalgic trips back through some of the memories between these two teams. This is a real rivalry. I understand that the Chiefs have won 13 of their last 14 games against the Broncos, but there have been memories. There have been back and forth between these two teams. There have been exciting things that have happened between these teams. So we're going to highlight those things as the show progresses. Here's the first one. You guys remember Peyton Manning basically ended the career of Marcus Cooper.
Here at Arrowhead, second and 11 for Manning from his own 7.5. Lofts a pass. There's Sajamarez Thomas. Burns Cooper 40. He's at the 50. Cooper trying to get him and can't. 30-yard line. Cutting it back at the 25. And all the way down to the Kansas City 15-yard line. Peyton Manning goes to Demaryius Thomas for 77 yards. Burning Marcus Cooper.
Rob, when you think about it, Marcus Cooper was like an artist that their first couple of songs were incredible. You were thinking, man, this guy's in line to have a great career. And then you heard the next couple of songs, or he finally dropped an album and it flopped, and then we never heard from him again. Hey, that six-week run of Marcus Cooper was actually really, really fun, where you felt like the Chiefs really found themselves a diamond in the rough, and they had one of the better young corners in the league. And then Peyton Manning came through and ended all of that conversation. I don't think we ever heard from him again after that game.
I mean, listen, as a Chiefs fan, it was a lot of fun. You're like, oh my goodness, the waiver wire has been so good to the Chiefs. Who needs the draft? Because remember the 2013 draft, they got Eric Fisher and Travis Kelce, but outside of, it wasn't playing that first year. But outside of that, it wasn't like, oh man, gangbusters rookie class. But it felt like John Dorsey has found, you know, he got water out of a rock. Can you believe he found Marcus Cooper? And remember Sean McGrath was there tied in. It was like, can you believe it? And then you realize quickly, oh, Marcus Cooper looks good because he's playing against Jeff Tool. Marcus Cooper looks good because he's playing against, you know, whoever the quarterback in Jacksonville was at that point. I think it may have been Blake Bortles. I don't remember. It was a lot of, oh, maybe Marcus Cooper was schedule-driven because Peyton Manning, both in Denver and at Arrowhead, licked his chops and circled 31 and thought, that guy is absolutely food out there, and he smoked him.
So coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Sam Munson of the 33rd team. You guys remember him. He did fantastic work for Pro Football Focus. He has left to start his own company. I was going to talk about everybody's got to eat. I'll save that. We'll get to it. I just saw the news that Isaiah Pacheco is out for this game. Not really a surprise. He hadn't practiced at any point this week. You guys know Andy's rule. If you don't practice, you don't play. And coming off a bye week, for you still not to be at a place where you're going to practice, I think it's going to be a little bit of time before Isaiah Pacheco comes back. Now, Rob, I know that you don't value the run game the way that I do. But heading into a game against a team that you have to have respect for the Broncos defense, maybe you think some of their numbers have been inflated because of the teams that they have played, but there is no question that the Broncos have one of the best defenses in the National Football League. Man, all of the Super Bowl contending teams can run the football successfully. And heading into this game, Rob, I don't feel great that either people think the Chiefs won't run the football or can't run the football, and think for the most part they are going to largely be one-dimensional against maybe the best defense in the National Football League. So it certainly doesn't instill a lot of confidence that I have going into this. There's some things that I'm very, very confident in, but when it comes to their ability to run the football and be balanced offensively, I don't really have much faith. I don't really have much hope that they're going to be able to do that against Denver. What does that mean for Patrick Mahomes? What does that mean for the rest of the offense?
I mean, you're correct. Me and you just view the run game inherently a little bit differently, and that's fine. There's no right or wrong answer, but I will say, and we touched on this yesterday, the game script for the Chiefs does feature either the O-line absolutely dominating the Broncos D-line or doing something to keep that Broncos D-line off balance. You can't let them, for 60 minutes, pin their ears back and be in pass rush mode. You can't lick Nick Benito and co. just, hey, it's every snap is a chance to get a sack. They are too good of a pass rushing team. The Chiefs have a good offensive line, but I think the Broncos D-line has shown over the course of the season they can dominate even good offensive lines in the NFL. So While me and you disagree on the run game, my hope, my belief is you've given Andy Reid 2 weeks. I can't imagine inside that facility, it's just now becoming news that Pacheco wasn't going to play. So Andy's got to be cooking up some misdirection, got to be cooking up some screen game, which we thought for a long time was what he thrived at. You know, some jet sweeps, some end around, something to keep that pass rush at bay, because I don't think traditional turn around and hand the ball off is going to be how the Chiefs operate, because that's just not how the Chiefs operate. But me and you agree on this. We might not agree on run game, but we agree. You got to do something so that it's not 60 minutes of Benito gets to go one-on-one against your left or right tackle.
Yeah, and that's why it just, it gives me a slight worry and slight cause for concern. I've told you guys, I think they need Isaiah Pacheco. I'm not the highest on Isaiah Pacheco. I don't think that many of you are, but giving him the 12 carries, being balanced, taking some of the pressure off Patrick Mahomes, being able to utilize the play action, as you just mentioned, not just forcing it to be only pass rushing downs, so you're allowing that defensive line for the Broncos to go out there and eat. I just think that's an important part of the chess game and part of the back and forth in trying to build your offense. Man, in this game, how many yards do you think that Kareem Hunt gets? I mean, we've seen this version of Kareem Hunt now for a year. We think the most he runs for is 50 yards in this game. Do you trust Bashard Smith to get any carries and be a part of the rush offense? Are they going to play Clyde Edwards-Helaire again and give him 2 carries and then we won't see him for the rest of the game? I'm just saying, going into it against a team that you know is good defensively, feeling like your offense is going to run the ball for somewhere between 45 and 55 yards, man, there's just going to be a very heavy responsibility on Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy. That pass attack is going to have to carry this offense on Sunday.
Or, like I said, you're right. They'll have to carry the offense on Sunday. Or Andy's got to get back to what Andy was doing in Philadelphia. Like, do you know why Eagles fans wax poetically about Brian Westbrook? It's not because he was the greatest running back in the history of running backs. It wasn't because he did X, Y, or Z perfectly. It was as a running back. It was because he was great in the passing game. He was great in the screen game. And Andy was at one point considered screen god. He was considered one of those type of guys as a screen wizard. Well, do some of that. Like, how many times you watch an NFL game, and it doesn't matter the color commentator. It could be Romo. It could be Collinsworth, Aikman. It could be Greg Olson. It could be Charles Davis. You all hear them say the same thing. Man, screen game does a really good job of negating a team's pass rush. If you're not going to be a traditional run team like the Chiefs are not going to be, get back to the screen game. Andy, get back to your roots. Hopefully these 2 weeks when you're watching 1920s football, you threw on a little 2002 Eagles football and you saw something that works, because if you do that, it works in lieu of a run game.
Coming up in about 5 minutes, our plan is to be joined by Sam Munson of the 33rd team. We'll take a more analytical, stat-based breakdown of Chiefs and Broncos. Let me play for you guys what Chris Jones has to say, as Chris Jones met with the media, and there have been a lot of conversations. There have been a lot of questions around Chris Jones. He was asked about his first half and also looking ahead to the second half of the season.
We always got room for improvement. I think that's the goal throughout the season, be limitless. Don't hold no cap over yourself. And, you know, the first half of the season for me was challenging, to say the least. But we got 8 more games to play. It's a lot of football left, and a lot of things can happen. You know, it's never really how you start in this game. That's how you finish. Because the first 8 weeks or 9 weeks, it's kind of over, you know, when you think about it. You don't know what we did the first 4 games. You know, we lost a few, but you don't know what happened throughout the game. So that's the beauty of an NFL season. It's a marathon. And the journey of the marathon is longevity. So when you look back at the end of the season, then you probably see a different team than you see at the first 8 weeks, or a different player that you see at the first 8 weeks of the season.
There is no question in my mind that the Broncos defensive line is going to bring it. The Broncos just have too many guys who this season have shown you an ability to get to the other team's quarterback. I think the Broncos, if I had a vote, I would vote for Nick Benito to be the defensive player of the year. I think he has been the best and most impactful defensive player in the National Football League so far this season. He's at 9.5 sacks in 10 games. So at least once a game, he finds himself in the backfield and turns the course of the game. Jonathan Cooper, their linebacker, he has 7.5 sacks this season. Zach Allen, their other defensive lineman, he has 6 sacks this season. They got another guy, John Franklin Myers, 4.5 sacks this year. So you're talking about this team has 4 guys who so far this season have shown you high-level pass rush ability and 1 elite defensive pass rush ability. So maybe the Chiefs can neutralize 1 or 2 of these individuals. The Broncos' entire team is built around how great their defensive line is and how great they can get pressure. Couple that with maybe the best cornerback of his generation in Patrick Surtain II. So I don't question whether or not the Broncos' defensive line is going to play well, have an impact on this game, and fly around and make plays. The Chiefs' defensive line has taken arrows for the last 2 weeks. Whether it has been George Karloftis, Charles Omenihu, Chris Jones, whomever, we have thrown a lot of criticism their way. I know that Chris Jones says he doesn't have social media anymore, and ain't that hard to find out what people are talking about on social media. So a lot of the responsibility, a lot of the criticism, Rob, before we call up Sam Unson, that's going to be on that defensive line to step up and play well and control the line of scrimmage, because they did not do that against the Buffalo Bills. I don't care how bad you think the Broncos' offense is. If you don't get pressure on Bo Nix and he's got time in the pocket, he can and will beat you in this game. That is what they let Josh Allen do a couple of weeks ago in Buffalo. They cannot do that again in Denver.
I'll say this, and I'm not trying to, you know, come down hard on Chris Jones. That is the correct thing to say. Hey, no one remembers how you start, how you finish. This game's a marathon, not a sprint. It's 18 weeks. All the platitudes he said are correct. And the first half is over. You can't do anything about it. Time to focus on the second half and getting better. Again, all correct. Man, if that D-line, and I'm going to put the onus on Jones in particular because he's a Hall of Fame player, or a player that we believe is going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, if he doesn't step his game up, then fans are going to look back at that cut in 5, 6, 7 weeks and be like, it's lip service. It's just talking. It's just they're saying the right things. Because unless you start actually as a D-line group getting some pressure, winning your one-on-ones, which is the big thing he said after the Bills game, if you don't start doing those things, what does it matter? Like, the team has got the fatal flaw. They didn't address the fatal flaw at the trade deadline, and now it's for the guys they have. So Chris Jones is saying all the correct things. Go do it. Go win a one-on-one. Go put pressure on the quarterback. Go have, not maybe him, but as a D-line, a 3-sack game. You got to do more than just say, hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Okay, well, we're closing on the sprint portion, so maybe show a little something.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be joined by Sam Munson of the 33rd team. We had James Palmer on the show yesterday, and we talked to him about Bo Nix's regression, and we'll talk to Sam Munson about that coming up momentarily.
Regression is the word that we oftentimes use. What really is the truth, and honestly, is like, there's no book on you rookie year. There's no book on how you like to play with your play caller. There's no book on the tendencies you have in the NFL game. And when I talk to teams, it's, you know, there's a book on the guy now. And defenses know his tendencies of what he likes to do. You can't rely on a couple of those things that you really relied on your rookie year because people didn't know that was something that you really love to do within this offense. So he's having to react back to the way defenses are playing him. I do think there's been somewhat of a regression for sure, and a lot of that happens with the growth of these young quarterbacks. I mean, I'll be honest, like Patrick's been the outlier in all honesty in terms of quarterback growth throughout a player's career, the way he's played in the early seasons of it. And it's this, like, all right, they're going to take this away. You got to change and pivot to this. The rookie year, we know that you do these 5 things really, really well. Let's stick with them. Well, guess what? Those 5 things don't work in year 2. We got to make it to 10. And they wanted to expand this offense in year 2. They really did. They thought off that first year, all right, we can really expand this for Bo. Well, they put a lot out there and a lot on his plate. And so no quarterback growth is linear by any stretch, but he's not playing the way that they expected him to play in year 2 for sure.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by one of our favorite people to talk football with, Sam Munson of the 33rd team, getting you ready for Chiefs and Broncos. Sammy, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How's it going?
Doing fantastic, man. Let's just start with this. Let's talk about this Broncos offense, because in theory, they have a lot of the parts that you would need. I like their running game. I like their offensive line. I think they got capable weapons. I expected Bo Nix to either maintain where he was last year or take a step forward. None of that has happened. What's gone wrong with the Broncos offense so far this season?
Yeah, it's been disappointing from their point of view. And I think you're right. They have the pieces in place to be an awful lot better than they are. There's just this remarkable lack of consistency from them. And I think most of it is Bo Nix and the fact that he is a pretty inherently volatile, inconsistent quarterback. I mean, if you trace back his college career, like, this was a guy who was wildly inconsistent earlier in his career, and then he put it all together for sort of one spectacular season towards the end. But I think that kind of masks this idea that maybe he is a little bit more volatile and hit and miss and a roller coaster ride than maybe people thought he might be. But, you know, he should be able to connect. The passes are there. You watch these games, and he's consistently just not able to put the ball where it needs to be, whether it's to Troy Franklin, who was, you know, a college teammate. Their inability to get on the same page on these deep throws, despite the fact that they've played together before, is kind of crazy. But Marvin Mims as well, Cortland Sutton, they have the weaponry for this to be a high-octane, explosive passing attack, and it's just rarely able to do it for extended stretches.
So let's talk about the defensive side of things. That's certainly where the Broncos kind of make their money, so to speak. It feels like it centers around their defensive line. They got four legitimate pass rushers. I think Nick Benito has been the best defensive player in the league this year. I'd vote for him for Defensive Player of the Year. But let me ask you this, because they have been able to gobble up some bad offenses and some bad quarterbacks. Do you think this defense is maybe as good as the numbers project when they go up against a team like Kansas City that has the quarterback play and the weapons that they have put around Mahomes this season?
I think it's got the ability to. I mean, they bring the best pass rush to the table basically every single week, and that's going to take you a long way in the NFL. If you can put consistently pretty much any quarterback under a significant amount of pressure, you're going to have some success on defense. But they've got coverage on the back end as well. This is not just a pass rush with nothing backing it up, and obviously that suffers a blow when they're without Patrick Surtain, which they've been for a couple of weeks. But you know, Riley Moss is a good number two corner on the other side. They've got the ability to cover on the back end to help out this pass rush. And yeah, I think it is a very good defense, but obviously Patrick Mahomes is, you know, one of the most talented quarterbacks in NFL history. So it's a whole new challenge anytime you're facing him.
Keeping it with the Broncos defense, how has their defense changed with no Patrick Surtain? He's probably the best corner in the National Football League, and when you put that corner with that pass rush, you can be incredibly dominant. They don't have him, and you've got to match up against a Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and the weapons on Kansas City. What does the rest of that Broncos secondary look like?
Yeah, the funny thing is it hasn't changed that much, because Riley Moss was already getting targeted like the most in the NFL just because Patrick Surtain is there. So obviously you're going to go in the opposite direction. And for some reason, that's kind of sustained without Patrick Surtain in the lineup. People are still going after Riley Moss for reasons I can't quite explain at this point. He's a pretty good corner, and his coverage numbers are good. So it's not even like it's having a tremendous amount of success. He's definitely been flagged a little bit, which maybe masks the coverage numbers a touch, but he's a good player. I think their depth is pretty solid, but obviously when you take away a defensive player of the year kind of corner, I mean, that's going to make an impact on any defense in the NFL.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Munson of the 33rd team, taking a look at this game through a more stats analytic breakdown. Let's focus to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about the offensive line. How much better is the Chiefs' offensive line with Josh Simmons than they are with Jalen Moore?
I think it's significant. I don't think it's, you know, night and day. I think Jalen Moore deputized fairly well. And this is a guy, you know, who was kind of signed to be the starter, or at least to give them a backstop of being comfortable with having him as the starting left tackle before they knew they were going to get a guy like Josh Simmons in the draft. So he should be able to start games and do a solid job. And I think he's been decent. But you would look at it, and particularly against a guy like Nick Benito, and you would say, I'm significantly more comfortable with Josh Simmons trying to go one-on-one with Nick Benito than I am Jalen Moore.
I want to get your thoughts on the Chiefs' run game. Is this the product of the Chiefs maybe don't have enough talent in that running back room? Is it a lot of people believe it is the Chiefs don't run from under center? It's running out of shotgun that has caused their run game to kind of stall. Do you think it's the offensive line? I mean, they have been unable to get that run game going basically at any point this season. When you look at the film, when you look at the Chiefs, why is that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible collection of talent overall. I think it's not, there's no standout there. Isaiah Pacheco maybe becoming one of these sort of flash in the pan type of running backs that the NFL sees every now and again. His early burst on the scene was so spectacular, but I don't know if the talent is going to sustain him into this long career. Kareem Hunt has had a nice career, but he's now reached this age where he's more of a complimentary piece. And then maybe their most talented running back is Rashard Smith, the rookie, who they're sort of easing into this and is extremely young at the position, you know, a former college wide receiver that was converted in his final year in college. And so he's just not played the position that much. And I think that's maybe why they're reluctant to kind of really up his workload and give him kind of the full workload in the backfield. They were also apparently, you know, in at the trade deadline, potentially looking for a guy like Breece Hall, who would have been a spectacular addition to the backfield. But I think a large part of it is that they just don't have that superstar in there. Or if they do, he's the guy that they're sort of least far along in terms of, you know, mentally and just being used to playing that position.
Let's switch to the defensive side for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's been a lot of criticism in Kansas City towards Chris Jones and him having two sacks so far this season. There's been a lot towards Charles Omenihu, who is also having a little bit of a down year. What are you seeing on film with the Chiefs defensive line? They've spent a lot of resources. They've put a lot of money, a lot of parts into that D line, and they did virtually nothing against the Bills a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they've definitely slowed down. It's not the group that it used to be in terms of consistent source of pressure. Chris Jones has been, you know, vaguely productive in terms of pressures and pressure rate, but nothing like the levels he's been at in the past. And, you know, maybe this is a down year for him, or maybe this is the start of a decline once you reach that kind of age. George Karlaftis is the one guy, I think, that's maintained, if not ticked up, his level of production, and it has been a consistent source of pressure for the defense. But this group used to be at its best when they had, you know, a whole bunch of defensive linemen that were all getting consistent pressure. I think that's why, you know, they drafted a couple of these guys, Omar Norman Lott, Ashton Gilati. Like, these are guys that are supposed to step into that breach and bolster and maintain the level of pass rush that they've had. And they haven't been able to do that yet. So if Chris Jones is going to have this kind of downturn this year, they need to find that from somewhere. They need to find somebody that can pick up that slack.
I'll get you out of here with this last question, Sam. Tell us where the Chiefs have the advantage heading into this matchup. Where do the Broncos have the advantage heading into this matchup? Who are you picking on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Chiefs offense with Patrick Mahomes and the array of passing weaponry that they've got now, I mean, that's better, I think, than what Denver can deploy, certainly in terms of quarterback. Denver's pass rush is obviously significantly better than Kansas City's. It's really, that's the side of the ball, I think, that's going to determine this game. It's how much can that Denver defense slow down and stop this Kansas City offense. I think it's going to be close. I'm going to lean with the Chiefs just because you have confidence in the quarterback more.
That is our guy, Sam Munson of the 33rd team, joining us on the show, getting you ready for Chiefs and Broncos on Sunday. Sam, great stuff as always, man. I'm imagining we'll do the same thing next week when the Chiefs play maybe the best team in the NFL in the Indianapolis Colts.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. That is Sam Munson of the 33rd team joining us on the show to get you ready for Chiefs and Broncos. Coming up on the other side, it is a FanDuel Friday. There is one over-under that kind of has me scratching my head when it comes to this game. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
24 apiece with 36 seconds to go in regulation. Chiefs break the huddle. Three wide. Like a four-man rush by Denver. Draw play. Charles, they're waiting on him. Gets this to yard. Now fumbles the ball late. It's picked up by the Broncos. And they're going to run it into the end zone as he ruled down by contact. There's a flag on the play. They're going to say this is a fumble recovery for a touchdown. But there's also a flag on the play. So hang on. Charles fumbled. Was he down by contact?
There was no flag on the play, no foul. The ruling on the field is a fumble recovered by Denver. Touchdown.
Rob, when I asked you to pull audio of Chiefs and Broncos memories, I didn't expect you to pull memories that make Chiefs fans unhappy. The first two was Marcus Cooper and the Jamal Charles fumble in which the Chiefs lost the game. I don't think you understood the assignment. I don't want people rage quitting the show. This is why we didn't win that contest in the Pitch magazine. This kind of lack of oversight is what's going on here. What's wrong? Why would you do that on this wonderful, beautiful Red Friday outside? You just picked Broncos memories to celebrate today?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I was told the assignment is pick memorable moments from Chiefs and Broncos during the Andy Reid era. That is one of the more memorable moments during the Andy Reid era.
You did. You're right.
You didn't specify positive memories. You just said memorable.
All right. No, you got it. You're right. You know what? Why don't I take over whenever we celebrate the border war between Missouri and Kansas for the basketball game? Let me pick the memories that we celebrate.
We have 9 breaks. There's no way there's enough for you.
Oh, wow. See, that was uncalled for. And I might have walked myself into that. It was uncalled for. Let me tell you guys that today is a FanDuel Friday on the Drive and is presented by our good friends over at FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. I'm sitting here and looking right now, and maybe this number is going to change because there's not a lot of pass-catching options that are available right now. Rashee Rice is on here at 76.5, and Travis Kelce is on her. Those are the only two Chiefs players. Now, I imagine Xavier Worthy. I imagine other players. They're trying to see their status, so they don't want to put them on the board just yet. Rob, Travis Kelce's over-under for this game is at 42.5. Do you guys want to know the last time that Travis Kelce got less than 42.5 yards? It was the Giants game earlier this year. That, in fact, that's the only time that Travis Kelce would have hit this under at any point this season. He would have hit the over in every single game this feels like a no-brainer to me to take the over on Travis Kelce at 42.5. In fact, if Travis Kelce has less than 42.5 yards in this game, I'm not sure if the Chiefs win this game. I think, if anything, you might want to play this at the 42.5. You might also want to take a small ladder, get Travis Kelce at 50-plus yards, and also get him at 60-plus yards. But that just feels like too low of a number to me for Travis Kelce when Kelce has been a very vital part of what the Chiefs do offensively.
I legitimately do not understand that number. Like, the Broncos defense is good. And this is not me saying, oh, the Broncos defense is fake or anything like that. The Broncos defense is good. What makes the Broncos defense good is their pass rush. Well, who does Patrick Mahomes look for in times of need when he's being rushed? No offense to Rashee Rice, no offense to Xavier Worthy, but Patrick Mahomes' safety blanket, his uh-oh, I'm in trouble, time to give it to one of my guys, usually is 87. We saw this in the Bills game. I believe it was 3rd-and-20, maybe, and the Chiefs are backed up against their own end zone, and Mahomes just flung one off his back foot to Kelce in the middle of the field, first down. Like, it feels like when in doubt, Mahomes is seeking out Travis Kelce, and the Broncos have, a good defense and a good secondary. I don't know they have the pieces without Pat Surtain to just, oh, they're going to lock everyone down. So 43.5 is too low for me. I would be playing the over if I were playing that at FanDuel this weekend, because it feels like just a safe bet it's going to hit.
Yeah, if anything, I mean, I might get a little bit aggressive, as I said, and I would play him to get at least 60 yards. You can get that right now at plus 230. I think Travis Kelce getting 30 yards or 60 yards. I mean, he had 60 yards against Buffalo. He had 99 yards against the Commanders. He had 78 yards against the Lions. So even at that, he would have hit the over on 60 in 3 of the last 4 games. This just feels like too low of a number for me this week on Kelce.
Like I said, I truly don't understand. And, like, Travis Kelce's no spring chicken anymore, but he just had a week off. I mean, he was looking good in the midst of the grind of the season. You're going to get him another week to rest and recover, and they think he's going to come out worse for wear? I would juice up the number. And I wouldn't juice it up anywhere past 60. And I think at 60, you're starting to maybe sweat a little bit, but I think 43.5, you feel like I'm going to cash the ticket to do some winning. Like that, I don't want to say free money alert, but it's pretty close to a free money alert.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to Chiefs and Broncos, and we'll talk about this offensive line, how this game is one you have to circle when it comes to the offensive line. We had Matt Verderam on the show earlier this week. Here he is talking about how important this game is on Sunday.
I'll take it a step further. Chiefs lose this game, you're really looking at, like, they might miss the playoffs. Like, they really might not get in. But I think the next 2 weeks of the season, man, like, if they win this game and they beat Indy, I actually think they're going to run the table. Like, I don't think they're going to lose any of those last 6 games. But they need to play more consistent football. They have looked like the best team in football for a large chunk of the year. They've also played horrendous football at certain points.
It is really hard to specify how important this game is for a percentage and win probability standpoint. Now, if you're believing win probability, great. If you don't, that's perfectly fine as well. But if the Chiefs win this game, they will have a 51% chance of winning the division, which makes sense. You're still behind the Broncos, but you have a massive advantage because you won in their building. Take care of business, the final 7 games of the season, take advantage of the schedule softening up for you a little bit, and the Chiefs should win their division. So that is what a win looks like. It is a 51% chance for them to win the division. If they lose this game, they have a 9% chance of winning the division. You'd be really hard-pressed to find a game at this portion of the season. I'm not talking about a week 16, week 17, where obviously there's not a lot of time left to overcome a loss. I mean, we're not at Thanksgiving yet, and the Chiefs, what they lost, would essentially be eliminated in the division. You can't get much more important when talking about the regular season than this one individual matchup. It goes without saying, you need to win this game. We've been using this analogy. It's like the Electoral College. Man, you can't win the presidency if you don't win this state. This game is Ohio. This game is Pennsylvania. You're not going to have the necessary votes. You're not going to have the
proper tally if you can't figure out a way to win this game. You can erase a lot of what happened in the early portion of the season with them getting off to a slow start, Rob, by you just quite simply taking care of business and stealing one of these important games in the division.
I mean, we've kind of talked about this all week, and I think Matt Verderam said it perfectly, and I think the stats lay it out perfectly. For there to be an Arrowhead Invitational, for there to be postseason games at Arrowhead this upcoming, I guess, January into February, if you want those things to happen, you have to win this game. Because as much as I think the Broncos are smoke and mirrors, and it's been a little bit of, you know, luck and a little bit of Houdini and magic tricks to get to 8-2, I don't know the Chiefs with a loss on Sunday are no doubt winning out and then still getting help from the Broncos. I just don't know that's the case. So if you want to control your own destiny, if you want to play a game at Arrowhead in the postseason, if you want to avoid three road games, if you want to even have a hope of all those things, it has to start Sunday. But if they lose, which I'm not predicting, but if they lose, I can't speak for anyone else. But on Monday, I'm talking about this team as a wild card. They are a team fighting for a wild card. I think that game, this game has that much importance. It's could still be in the race for the one seed. That's the conversation next week because you got the Colts coming to town versus, boy, it's going to be tight all the way down the stretch. Can they make a wild card? That's a big pendulum swing type of game.
I also think it's important to note when talking about the wild card, they will have lost the tiebreaker to the Buffalo Bills, who look like they will also be a wild card team. They've also lost the tiebreaker to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who also look like they could quite possibly be a wild card team. So even if the Chiefs win 11 games, if Buffalo wins 11 games and Jacksonville wins 11 games, you find yourself as the 7 seed in that scenario, potentially going on the road, maybe to a New England, to a Indianapolis in the first round of the postseason, just really giving yourself a difficult path if you want to find yourself back at the Super Bowl. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the offensive line, we'll talk about the defensive line, and everybody's got to eat. But we'll talk about that in a different kind of way. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.